Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Greg Hayes, CEO and president for Northern Tiger Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is NTR. And they are a Canadian-based resource exploration company focused on gold and copper exploration in the Yukon. Thanks for joining us today, Greg.
You bet.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of NTR for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Sure. Northern Tiger is a fairly new company. We were formed about 2.5 years ago as a spin-off from another junior exploration company in Canada called Firestone Ventures. At that time, Firestone had sort of two principal bases of operation. In Guatemala was the first, and then it had gold assets in the Yukon. And we thought we would be able to unlock some shareholder value by putting the gold assets into a new company. So we spun off Northern Tiger at that time. To make, I guess, a more compelling story for the new company, we also got together with Capstone Mining. Capstone is a producing miner. At that time, they're actually the only hard rock mine in the Yukon, so they were some first-class partners for us to get together with. They farmed some properties into Northern Tiger, and we formed a strategic alliance with them, and Capstone continues to be our single largest shareholder.
Well, great. And so bring us up to speed on the 3ACE property in Yukon, in which you just had a private placement to continue exploration there, and you had some very positive drill results earlier in this month.
Yeah, for sure. 3ACE is actually a new property. We just picked it up this spring from a First Nations prospector. And for a property that's had very little work done on it, it's been turned into a really exciting thing and kind of eclipsed all of our more advanced properties that we have in the Yukon. When we auctioned the property from the First Nations individual, he basically had uncovered a quartz vein exposed on surface for about 7 meters that had a spectacular quantity of visible gold in it. So kind of based primarily on this one small showing, we've auctioned the property from him. And since we got it into our hands and started looking around there this summer, we found a lot of stuff we like about it.
Well, great. And so you also have some a few other properties there. Can you bring us up to speed on Sonora Gulch and Sleeping Giant?
Sure. Sleeping Giant is actually part of the 3ACE property. So at 3ACE, basically, we started out with the one outcropping vein when we called that the main zone. But as we started to look around at 3ACE, what we found was on the surface from our exploration, our prospecting and sampling, we discovered a lot of high-grade gold spread broadly dispersed over about 4 square kilometers, so we've named several other zones now outside of the main zone. And we had initially actually not planned on drilling 3ACE this year since it was our first pass at the project. We were just going to kind of go in and do our homework, so to speak. But the results were so compelling from our initial look at it that we did decide to do a small drill program. And we had great success, particularly in the main zone, where we put in 3 holes, and 2 of those hit very nice high-grade intercepts to be the first discovery holes in a whole new area of the Yukon. At Sonora Gulch, that had been our principal property prior to this year. Sonora Gulch is also quite a compelling property, we believe. It's got about a 9 square kilometer gold and soil anomaly, so a very large gold and rich system. Sonora Gulch is in the central Yukon, which is kind of the heart of a lot of the attention in recent, I guess the last couple of years in the Yukon has been focused. So Sonora Gulch is in a good address and is also quite a compelling target in its own right.
Certainly. And so talk to us a little bit about some of the trends right now in your sector, Greg, and how well positioned you believe NT Northern Tiger is to capitalize on them.
I think we're really well positioned, actually. There's a lot of things going in our favor right now. I guess first off is just with, for various reasons, obviously the price of gold is at or near all-time highs right now, so that helps us quite a bit in the macro sense as we narrow it down a bit. The Yukon is a very hot area to be exploring in right now. It's it's turning into a big area of play. There's probably maybe 60 junior companies exploring there this year, and they're estimating there'll be 150 next year. So it's kind of it's being characterized as the second Klondike gold rush. It's a staking frenzy. There's all kinds of stuff there. There's been what we believe already turn out to be several new multi-million ounce gold deposits discovered in the last 3 years from complete grassroots. So it's generating a lot of excitement. And then on the company-specific level, you know, we're very happy to be there. We've been in the Yukon for quite a while. We have a lot of deep roots there, so we feel we have some of the very prospective properties that are in the Yukon. And in particular, with our new 3A's project, with the type of high-grade gold mineralization that we're talking about there, generates a lot of excitement. So kind of right from the top to the bottom, things are looking quite good for us right now.
Certainly. And so what would you say makes Northern Tiger Resources unique from some of the other players in the sector?
I think from some of the other Yukon players right now, certainly our wealth of experience in the Yukon. My VPX has lived and worked in the Yukon for 30 years, so we know our way around out there. As resources get scarce next year, you know, the drills and the helicopters and stuff, we'll certainly be able to source all the stuff that we need with our contacts up there. And I think the main thing really is there's a lot of people doing a lot of work right there, and there's been a few sort of home runs hit already, particularly Underworld, which was purchased by Kinross this year, Attack Resources, and Kaminak, and those three have all had really big run-ups. I mean, great success and really big run-ups, but of the people that haven't really run up yet, I think what we're seeing at 3Ace is possibly the most exciting property in the Yukon.
Well, good. And so you mentioned the alliance with Capstone Mining. You operate through your subsidiary, Minto Exploration, and
Capstone subsidiary, not ours.
Correct. Excuse me. And so as far as the way that the company operates within the sector, are alliances, joint ventures, and strategic partnerships a very important part of your business model?
It's a bit. We've got a few different things we're working on. So and. Basically sort of three primary areas right now, 3A, Sonora Gulch, and then we also have a stable of properties that are looking for high-grade copper deposits similar to Minto. So on the Minto side and the copper side, definitely our alliance with Capstone is key to that track, but on the gold side, we're more out there doing it ourselves.
Certainly, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Greg, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
Sure. I'm actually a chartered accountant. I'm similar to a CPA, I guess, in the States. I've been involved in the junior exploration business for about 8 years now, kind of got involved primarily on the accounting side to start with, and then sort of moved progressively more into management side. And then as we did the spin out there, the board of our predecessor company, Firestone, decided that I would be a good choice to continue running things. So that's my background. The other four members of our board of directors are all professional geologists, so it's basically a fairly technical kind of team. We've all got a lot of experience working in northern Canada, so we're well positioned to take advantage of what's going on in Utah.
Certainly, and what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Over the next year, we'll be basically our main plan will be to aggressively advance our 3A's project. Given what we've seen there, we're very anxious to get back out with a big drill program to start seeing what's there. I think on the main zone, we'll be able to take a big kick of the cat there to, if not actually do a resource estimate, at least to move quite a bit, quite far down that path. And as important, I think, is to test a number of the other targets that are going helpful that we have started to identify on the property to also show, you know, not just to sort of build a quick resource, but to show that the property potential is quite large, as we believe it is.
Well, great. And when it comes to investors and the financial community, do you believe that the NTR story, your message, Greg, and ultimately the company's upside are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
I don't think anybody would ever think that in a junior stock. I think.
Well, what do you think is missing, or what do you wish investors better understood about the company, which if they did would result in a possible higher valuation?
Well, I mean, there's certainly always more exposure you can get for your company as a relatively new company. You know, we've got to get the word out, and I think we've taken some big steps in that direction this year. And I think the large, you know, on a very specific level, I think with this kind of gold deposit that we're looking at, you know, investors have to realize that high-grade, mother-lode-type gold deposits are, by their nature, tricky, and they're going to take quite a bit of drilling. Every hole we drill is not going to hit by the nature of this deposit, but that being said, there's big payback if it's there, as we think it is.
Surely, and so once again joining us today is Greg Hayes, CEO and President for Northern Tiger Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is NTR, and is currently trading at 34 cents a share. Before we conclude, Greg, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider NTR as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think, as I said, we're in a great sector, gold exploration, a great district, the Yukon, and I think we've got one of the premier up-and-coming properties in the Yukon, and we haven't had a big run-up yet, so I think there's a lot of room for us to move.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Greg, and update our investors on Northern Tiger Resources.
My pleasure.